Maeve is unapologetically ambitious and paves the way for herself and other women to rise.
Keep going and fighting on.
She is on a mission to be her best self in all areas.
It's just believing in yourself.
Confidently stepping outside her comfort zone to create her own version of success.
Welcome to the Boss Babe podcast, the place where we share the real behind the scenes of building successful businesses, achieving peak performance, and learning how to balance it all. I'm Natalie Ellis, Boss Babe co-founder and your host for today's episode. So when it comes to launches, I like to think about it as you've basically got a full a la carte menu of things you can pick and choose from to create the launch that's going to work best for you and your brand. And if you pick the right elements, you don't have to worry about getting people to your actual launch, connecting with them with your messaging, and then converting them. If you do these elements in the right way, you really can take the stress out of these launches and you can make them really repeatable. It's something we've done at Boss Babe and I continue to talk about because I know for a lot of people, launches are so overwhelming and stressful. And the idea of doing this launch where you hit your revenue goals can be just very, very daunting for a lot of entrepreneurs. So I always want to try and take as much of the guesswork out of that as possible and show you the roadmap that really helps. So in this episode, I'm going to help you identify if you're creating the right messaging angle for your launch, which is so important, and how to choose the perfect launch elements that fit your business and branding to encourage your customer to buy your product or your service. So we're also going to dive deep into the Boss Babe 80-20 rule of success. And again, I'm going to show you how to make these launches really profitable and repeatable. So grab your notebook, get ready to plan your most successful launch to date, and let's dive in.
So let's just talk about what does a successful launch look like?
So there are lots of different ways that we could go here. So let's just start with how it feels, right? So a successful launch feels like you're actually hitting your goals. It feels like you were successful in your launch. You hit your revenue target, you got the amount of clients, or you sold the amount of product that you were looking to do. A successful launch also feels good. It doesn't feel exhausting and draining and giving you that launch fatigue where you're like, I am dreading going back into a launch because that was so exhausting. So that's kind of how it should look and feel. And then we can get more granular. So your launch, when you're going into it, you should have a really clear understanding of what your offer is, and you should have product market fit. And I walk you through this in OLS, but it's very much, is the product you're selling what your ideal client is wanting? And if so, are you messaging in the right way? Are you speaking to them in a way that really communicates the value with them? So a successful launch would mean you have really successful messaging and communication. A successful launch also probably means you have a launch brief. In this launch brief, we go through so many different things. And basically, this launch brief, we come back to it at the very end of the course. We do it in module 3, and then we come back to it right at the end once you've actually executed a launch. Because the goal of OLS is we're basically hand-holding you through getting set up for a launch, being in a pre-launch phase, actually launching, and then post-launch. So you start your launch brief in module 3, which gets you really set up for a successful launch. But then at the end, module 8, once you've had your launch, you come back to your launch brief and input different data, different content pieces, lots of things that we prepped. And I show you how to package that into something that's rinse and repeat. So a successful launch looks like you're either creating a launch brief or you've got your launch brief from the last launch. And so you're not starting from scratch. Because what I see a lot of the time is entrepreneurs starting from scratch every single time they go into a launch. They haven't got a ton of assets already created. They haven't got templates. They haven't got SOPs. They haven't got all that stuff that they think is going to take so much work. And actually what we show them inside of OLS is how you can set that up as you go and make your life so much easier. A successful launch looks like doing fewer things better. I am a big fan of doing fewer things better. I mean, if you think about it, right, at Boss Babe, like we could be doing email challenges, live videos, video series. We could be on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, all the things, right? But we're not. We really choose to do fewer things better. And so for us, we love a webinar. We love a really, really well done funnel. We love using our email list and social media. And so within OLS, I basically go through every single launch element there is to use. So a launch element is something like a webinar, and there's multiple different ones. I help you understand your strengths as a person and as a business so that you can choose the launch element that actually fits with your business type, your personality type, your energy type, the foundations you've already got in your business. So whether you have an audience or you don't, I help you figure out what the best way to launch is. But it looks like doing fewer things better. And I really want you to understand when you come in, we'll help you identify what that thing is you'll do. But I want you to know that when you do fewer things better, you actually put way more energy and effort into it. So instead of doing three things at a mediocre level, you do one thing at a really high level and you'll probably make way more sales from that. It's like the 80-20 rule. That's exactly what we talk about in OLS, is like, how can you do the things that are going to drive that 80% of revenue versus spending 80% of your time on the things that drive 20% of revenue? So we really try and get you to do that. A successful launch looks like having a really good pre-launch period. So it's not just waking up one day and saying, I'm going to go launch my product today. No, it's really seeding it to your audience. And there's different ways of doing it, depending. You might not have a podcast, but there are so many different ways you can get out in front of your ideal client and audiences, which I'll show you. But it looks like really dialing in perhaps like a 2-week pre-launch period where you're really seeding this to your ideal clients and you're getting people excited. You're showing them, listen, I've got something that's going to be transformative for your life or for your business, or for your relationship, for your health, whatever it is. And you're getting them excited about it, because if you're not excited about it, they're not going to be excited about it.
Exactly.
So get excited.
There are so many gems in what you're saying though as well, Natalie, because even just like starting off by saying like success is like objective. That conversation right at the very beginning saying like, hey, this is how you feel. It's like how you analyze it is so, so important. And what I love about this course is like you allow people to kind of go, right, what is going to feel good? What are the goals that are going to feel good to me? Like, we're not over here saying like, to be successful, you have to have, you know, 5 ideal avatars or ideal clients. You have to be doing this much in revenue. That's not what it's about. It's like, hey, you set your own goals and then we give you the objective roadmap of the how-tos to make it fit. And I think that's just really important to emphasize that successful launches, like, first of all, the subjective, or like what you want it to be and how you want it to feel, but then the objective and getting into the details of what you need to tick off to make it successful and achievable.
So, so true. Yeah.
The other day, the team and I were talking about how much our audience loves biohacking. And whenever we release content based around creating better habits for our lifestyle and health, you all seem to really soak it up and request more. So I wanted to share about our podcast sponsor, Prolon, today, because I've never seen a company like this. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. There are so many strategic benefits to fasting, and Prolon helps you hit these goals without actually needing to fast. Prolon's 5-day program includes snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasted state. And you get everything pre-packaged, labeled, and ready to go, so there's no guesswork. It's super simple and it works. Extended fasting of at least 2 to 3 days has proven to produce unique benefits like cellular rejuvenation, metabolic support, and increased cardiovascular health. So if you're ready for a fasting program that doesn't leave you hungry or exhausted and instead gives you more energy, I highly recommend giving Prolon a try. Right now, Prolon is offering Boss Babe podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/bossbabe. That's prolonlife.com/bossbabe for this special offer. prolonlife.com/bossbabe.
I have had a Masterclass membership for years now, and it's still one of my favorite educational platforms to this day. Masterclass is one of our podcast sponsors, and I love putting in my AirPods and listening to their latest classes on the airplane, during long travel days, or when I'm taking a solo walk and really want that dose of inspiration. If you haven't explored it yet, go to masterclass.com/bossbabe and scroll through some of the categories. I really think you'll love what you see. There are over 200 classes to pick from, with new classes added every single month. I thought Mark Cuban's recent class, Win Big in Business, was really interesting. He talks about Shark Tank, how to evaluate risk, and strategy to market smarter. It was so good. Not only does Masterclass have tangible business development classes that you can watch at your desk or listen to on the go, but it also includes classes in 10 other categories ranging from food, home, and lifestyle, music, wellness, design, and so much more. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Masterclass.com/bossbabe. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. we talk about it all the time, but we love to just keep things simple. Simple wins. It really, really does. So I'll keep going. I've got a couple more things to share, but I know I'm sharing a lot, but I've got a couple more things to share. A successful launch looks like having a day-by-day launch schedule. And I talk about this all the time, but it's about waking up and knowing exactly what you should be doing that day to move the needle. And I think that's actually one thing that really trips entrepreneurs up. And we see it a lot, and we've definitely experienced it. But you wake up and you're like, what should I actually do today that's going to move my business forward? Because I feel stuck. I'm lost. I'm not really sure. I feel like I'm pushing and pushing, but I'm not getting results. Whereas what if you could wake up and you're like, oh, I know exactly what I should be working on. I know exactly how to get results. That's what we really want to help you get. So whether you're working with us or not, write this down, because I'm literally giving you all the keys here to what you can do, and you can go and figure this out. But day by day launch schedule. So think about what you're doing every single day that's moving the needle. And then you have your launch, there's different parts, and then it's your post-launch debrief. So your doors are closed, you've hit your launch goals, and now it's time to reflect. So this debrief is one of the most important parts of the launch, because you'll learn what worked, what didn't, and then you'll playbook it for your next round. And we talk a lot on the podcast about playbooking everything. People will be surprised once they execute one launch and we show them how to put it into a playbook. It's a game changer. I don't have to go and create all of these new Instagram stories from scratch, or captions from scratch, or funnels from scratch. It's all there. It's all template, because it's something we've been working on for a really long time.
Let's talk about that though. Let's talk about the common issues that we see when people are launching. Maybe we should share like some ones that we got tripped up by, and then ones that we see people doing all the time that we're just like, oh, why are you doing that way? If you did it this way, you're going to make so much more money and it's going to be so much simpler.
I mean, there's so many things, but one thing that I see people doing when they first launch is not thinking about top of funnel, and they just launch into the launch.
Yeah.
And so what I mean by that is, in your 2 weeks prior to launch, you want to focus on building up a launch list. So that's either an email list, it's a Facebook group, it's on your ManyChat, or it's on your social media, but it's a list of people who are really excited and are signaling to you, hey, I'm interested in what you're launching. And so getting enough eyeballs on what you're doing is really important. So let's say you're doing a webinar, right? You can have the best webinar in the world, but if no one's on it, you're not going to make any sales. And it's one of the things I see, where people spend so much time building out webinars and funnels and all the things, but they aren't actually getting eyeballs on what they do. And so it's irrelevant. You might as well have saved yourself the time of building the funnel and just went out there and cold messaged a couple of people, because you would have made more sales. And so it really starts with that pre-launch period. It's planning in advance and knowing how to acquire or build an audience so you've got eyeballs on what you're doing. It's the biggest mistake I see, because when people aren't making sales, I take a look at their launch data, their funnel data, and I'm like, well, no one's in the funnel. There's Barbara isn't seeing that you're selling to her. Barbara doesn't know you're selling to her. Like, tell Barbara where you are. Go find Barbara. But they're not. So that's a big thing. And I get why, because it's probably one of the hardest parts of all of this is actually getting leads and getting traffic and getting top of funnel, which is why we wanted to focus so much on it. So that's one thing.
Teaching that top of funnel, I think, in there is so, so important.
Yeah. What about you? What's something that you see a lot?
Okay. Well, this is complete, like, where we split. So it's like marketing and operations. So I completely agree with you. And so I would say the second thing that I say is people just not planning. Like, I see people just going into launches and they just don't have that day-by-day plan. They're just putting out things on the day, like, oh, what can I talk about today? You've got to help people drop down the funnel, right? They go down those stages. And when I see people launching who haven't prepped, they're just not thinking of like helping people come into the top of funnel, and they're not helping people go through that journey. And I talk a lot about the customer journey and the fact that you have to not only start with the awareness, but then allow someone to have their questions answered. And that takes like several exposures until they're actually going to purchase. And I think that's the biggest thing I see, people just not thinking and planning ahead for that journey. So they're just kind of, their content is all over the place, and therefore it's confusing for the customer, and then ultimately the customer doesn't buy.
That is so true. Yeah, I love what you said about moving people down, because it's a real intentional process, moving people down that funnel in the right way. Hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
And once you nail that, and once you get those people in, you show them the value, you make sales, then you deliver on the back end. Yeah. That's when things become repeatable, and you see what worked, and you start to package it up and redo it on a bigger scale.
Understanding that reflection piece is so important, because we're going to be able to give you guys all the reasons that we see and how we help people move down the funnel. But actually, when you do it as well, and you're able to reflect, your launches get stronger and stronger. I feel that every single launch we do gets bigger and better every time. And that's what happens to people when they educate themselves, not only on their customers, but they educate themselves on their processes and how they nurture through. there's a formula to it. It's not rocket science.
Oh, 100%. Okay, so for everyone on here that is like, okay, I want to find out more about launching and I want to access all the resources you've got. Of course, we have so many free resources for you. So pull out your pen and paper because I'm about to just throw you all the links and I'm going to put them in the show notes below as well.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode on the Boss Babe podcast, then I'd absolutely love it if you'd leave us a review. As a thank you, we'll send you our Side Hustle Success Kit, your simple, no BS guide to keeping track of everything that you need to do to start and grow your business. To access this freebie, all you need to do is leave us a review, then share a screenshot of your review with contact@bossbabe.com, and we'll send this must-have kit straight to your inbox.